Hey guys, my name is Serena Gooseby, and you are listening to me on TheRenaCollective.com. This is the first audio piece that I have attached to a post on the site. I wanted to kind of try something new and see how this goes. I don't know if this will turn into a podcast. I don't know. But yeah, I just wanted to try something new. For this particular recording, I wanted to elaborate more on the topic of why taking a social media break is important. I listed a bunch of different reasons as to why they are important. And I kind of want to elaborate on why I wanted to talk about it. So for those that are kind of confused as to why I've been gone since January, it's been a while. I'm not too sure when my last post was. I believe it was around the 9th, the last post that I did on January 9th. Around January 16th, that's when I officially deleted all of my, like, not deleted, but deleted the app off my phone, of Instagram particularly, because I wanted to detach myself from everything that was going on with the world. I didn't want to find out through social media. I didn't want to keep up with anybody else's life. I didn't want to distract. I didn't want any type of distractions of my life. So from there, I felt like it was the best thing to do. I was going through a lot. Around the end of December, I had ended a temp job that, you know, it just ended. It was like a really short end, short job anyway. And I didn't know where to go from there. I told myself after that position that I would no longer do temp jobs. Throughout the entire year of 2017, I was going through a lot of difficult issues in terms of trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and having these experiences. I'm very grateful for the experiences that I received, because if I had not went through all of that, I would not be where I am right now, in a great position now, thank God. But at times it was very difficult. So from there, up until January, I felt like I was using social media as a way of escape in a way. There were days when I did not get up. I did not leave my bed for days at a time. I either would sit in the bed, just go through my phone, look through Glassdoor, the job search app. I would go through that every day. And then I'll go on Instagram, try to find a video to make myself laugh, see what's going on with celebrities on the Shade Room or something. And that was it. Like, I did not have somewhat of a plan. And I was very lost for the first time. I felt very lost. And I think I was fearing that, from the moment I graduated through college. I was afraid of going through that feeling. So that's why I try my best to do and find different experiences and different positions in order to get me experience of anything that I could try to do. I wasn't sure if I would ever get a career in writing or somewhere in the industry. I didn't know any places that had writing, just writing influence. creative writing influence from that matter, talking with authors, talking with writers, being in that type of community. I didn't know at the time that it even existed in Boston. That's why I had so many people tell me, like, oh, maybe you should go to New York. Maybe you should apply to places outside of Boston. And I was really considering it, but I was afraid because I was like, I don't want to have to move away and struggle even more just to do that. And I feel like a lot of creatives have to do that. But I feel like in my case, I couldn't afford that. And I felt like I wasn't ready. I'd never been in that position where I was by myself or felt like I needed to stop my life in order for me to do what I loved. So I stayed here and I went through positions that weren't exactly what I wanted to do, but it would give me the experience to do things that may help me get to where I wanted to be. If I could not succeed as a writer completely. So from there, I did a lot of admin work. I did a lot of like office manager work. I did retail for 3 years prior to graduating from college. And just having that type of leadership experience, that's something that I really, really wanted to do and really have. And me trying to take the leap and try to do something new for once. So I got that experience. And then by January of this year, I did not know what to do next. And it was scary. It's really scary, especially if you graduate from college and you don't know what to do. It is the most scariest feeling in your life. The most scariest feeling. And I know I'm not alone in that one. And God bless you if you have this experience of knowing exactly what you want to do as soon as you step foot in that college, your freshman year. If you know exactly what you want to do and it did not change throughout your 4 years, you are blessed. You are blessed, and you are gifted, and you should do whatever you want to do. And you deserve all of that with your hard work and your determination. However, for those who don't know, I feel you and I understand you. And if you're going through that, do not worry. You have to go through things. You have to go through hard times and eventually you will get what you deserve and you will get what you worked so hard for. I am a living testimony to that. So in that process of me trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I had to give up social media for at least a month. Because I couldn't handle any distractions. I couldn't handle that pressure handle that stress overall of knowing what everyone else is doing and nothing is happening for me. So I came up with about 5 principles within that reasoning of why it's important to have a break. One of them is, I'll just tell you all of them. It's focus on your well-being. Detach yourself from drama that is not yours. Refuse to live vicariously through pictures. Using social media as an escape is sometimes the worst thing to do. And reconnect yourself with the real world. I wrote those down because those are pretty much breaking down everything that I thought of that I was doing while I was on social media. Sometimes when I'm on social media, I'm not taking care of myself. I'm just on the pictures, but I'm not, that's not self-love. I'm telling myself, like, I know I have to apply to all these jobs. I have to go for these interviews. I have to work on my craft. I gotta write. I gotta read. I gotta take care of myself. But I'm not doing that because I'm on the bed and I'm having back pain. I'm gaining more weight. I'm sad every day. I'm not smiling. That is not taking care of myself, and I'm not focusing on my well-being. So part of that reason, you know, I gotta focus on it. Detaching myself from drama that is not mine. You know, that goes to, in terms of comments. I feel like at times when it was a particular topic that was discussed through social media, I would sometimes have lengthy comments, or I would have discussions with other people on social media, and I realize I am wasting about 5 or 10 minutes going back and forth with somebody I don't know, and we're discussing on a topic, and our comments don't matter because that issue is still happening regardless whether or not we are commenting on it or not. And that took a while for me to actually figure that out. Like, I am not doing anything that's going to change this person's mind. And why do I need to change this person's mind? Because they have a different viewpoint than me. And we don't know each other. So why are we arguing? You know, stuff like that. I have to detach myself because sometimes that can get stressful at all. And then if you go and talk to somebody, you know, in real life, in the real world, and you talk about that topic, and then you realize how unimportant it is. You're like, why are we discussing about, you know, Kim and Kanye? Like, why are we discussing about, you know, a rapper's drama? Why are we discussing about 50 Cent? Why are we discussing about, I don't know. Like, I haven't been on too much of Shade Room, so I can't even think of these people's names now. But, you know, why are we really talking about them? Why are we really having discussion? And why do we care? Why can we mind our own business sometimes? So within that, it's good to detach yourself because you need to focus on your own drama. You need to focus on your own life and figure out what you need to do in order to figure that out. Refuse to live vicariously through pictures. This particular one, it was hard to explain, but I'll try my best. I remember at times when I would look at pictures, I wanted to find a positive reflection of Black women or Black life and get inspired. But within that, sometimes I'll look at them and yeah, it's beautiful. And you tell yourself, you know, this inspires me, this motivates me, but you're not doing anything to help you get to that level. That's what I kind of mean by living vicariously through pictures. I'm telling myself, yeah, I'll get to that. This is beautiful. It's nice to see. But what am I doing in order for me to get to that place? You know, not saying that I want, like, you know, the richest house and all these handbags and shoes and all these type of things. It's not like I want all that. I really don't want all of that types of luxury, but it's more of the fabulous life or the life of not worrying. Even though you don't know what's going on with that person in the picture, you just assume that they're not dealing with stuff because they have a life in the picture that you must want or that you must have always dreamed of, and you assume that there's no worrying within that. So from there, it's just for me to not live within that. Focus on what my life is. Be grateful for what I have right now. You know, I have a roof up in my head. I have family. I have friends. You know, I have an amazing talent of writing. I have all these books. You know, that's my luxury. I love these books. I love having to have books and talk about them and being within that. You know, I have to think about that type of luxury. And I have to think about the things that I have. So I have to be grateful for what I have. So yeah, that's what I mean by that. So I hope it sounded like, it makes sense. So my other one is using social media as an escape is sometimes the worst thing to do. And I fully agree with that. For me right now, I don't really use anything to escape. Because after that time away from it, I'm trying to figure out other ways to escape. Like in terms of books or in terms of writing or in terms of going outside and walking and taking a fresh air and looking at the trees and looking at the blue sky and looking at the rain. Stuff like that as a way for me to escape from the world or from the life, the drama that's going on with me right now, or stopping me from looking at the computer all day and scrolling through jobs. I feel like that's my way to escape. I feel like with social media, if you use it to escape, it's weird because when I tried to do that, a lot of times I did do that. After I'm done with social media, I feel the exact same way as I did when I wasn't, you know, when I used social media, right, and towards the beginning. It felt like there was nothing, like it did not do anything for me. It felt like, you know, I took a trip on social media and I came right back to where I was. It was like a short trip. It was like there and back. I feel like when it comes to having escape mechanisms, it's good to have some that will better yourself. Something that will make you happy in order for you to get back into a place where you feel motivated to do the things that you need to do. So those escape type of ways will make you feel better. As opposed to how you felt in the beginning when you first got into that escape mindset. So when you listen to a certain, like, music, for instance, if you have, I use gospel music, for example. If I'm feeling really low, if I'm feeling really down, if it's on a Sunday, I turn on some gospel music. I feel really good. I listen to the messages. It helps me motivate myself. And by the end of the song or by the end of the playlist, I feel a little bit better. I feel a little bit more worthy of myself. I feel more grateful. I feel more blessed to do what I need to do. So I go back to what I've been doing before I started listening to the music. But I have a different mindset. I have a different feeling. I have a different positive outlook on what I'm doing versus before I listen to the music. So I think for that, you know, it's good for you to try to find other ways to escape when you need it. Because we all do need to escape at some point. You know, if you're at a job and you've been there for about, you know, 4 hours and, you know, you wear it out, you're like, all right, I need to go outside. I need to walk around for a bit, about an hour, just to, you know, take my mind off of things. You know, that's what you need to do. And yeah, I feel like social media, it can work. It can work. But it, I guess it just depends on what you're looking at. I just know for me, it doesn't work as much as it should. So that's what I mean by that. And the last one is reconnect yourself with the real world. And I'm doing better with that. For me in this case, I want to work more on being a better friend. And I want to work more on being a better sister. And I want to work more being there, as opposed to social media. Because I feel like at times you forget that you're in a real world and, you know, you have people that love you and that care for you, and sometimes you don't see that, when you are by yourself. For me, like, if I'm by myself for a long period of time, I forget the fact that, yeah, there are some people out there that really love me. But then if I look on social media and I see, you know, all these people, they got all these friends, they got all these support, they got all these things, and at times you feel like, dang, I don't have that. Like, I, you know, I'm not with that life. Sometimes you gotta wonder, like, what have you been doing that is stopping you from having that blessing? You know, you could have all these friends, you know, loyal friends with you by your side. You can have these great relationships, but if you're not working on them in real life, this is why you're not getting them. So for that, that's what I'm trying to focus on now. But it's gonna take me a minute. You know, for instance, like, me and my girlfriends, like, we're trying to start doing this, like, bi-weekly thing of us having a girls' night out and having fun and doing these type of things. But we're all busy, just trying to get our work done. You know, that's the real world. And I'm okay with that because that's our life. That's my reality. I shouldn't have to worry about what other people are doing. Like, if they have friends where they see them every day, or, like, that's their life. It's not mine. It's not my reality. So I have to be in tune with what's going on with my world and reconnect with that part of the world. You know, and try to care less about what other people is doing. You know what I'm saying? So those are my topics. And I just wanted to elaborate on that. I hope I didn't go on too long, but you know, this was really fun. This was really fun to kind of talk to you guys a little bit more on this post. And yeah, if you have any more thoughts on it, don't hesitate to hit me up on the Rena Collective on Instagram, at Serena Goosby on Instagram, and or Facebook at the Rena Collective. Or on my page, you can email me through my page as well. On the contact, you can, you know, give me questions in the comments, all that type of stuff, and I'll be happy to respond to you and, you know, have a conversation. So thank you so much for listening to me. As always, this is the Rena Collective. I post daily posts about growth, life, music, books, all that jazz, and I really appreciate your support. So, thank you. Bye.